Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of iRib English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani, an expert from Islamic House of Qom, is here in our studio today to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
All right, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of record of actions or record of deeds. It is like a notebook, of course, in a symbolic or metaphoric form, in which one's good and bad actions are recorded and is given to one in the afterlife. First of all, how much true is this, brother? I mean, because there are so many deeds and so many details, is it possible to record all of them in details?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The scroll of deeds is a record that meticulously documents all of a person's thoughts, words, and actions.
Yes.
In this world, and will be presented to them on the day of judgment.
Yes.
So it's not only the actions.
Uh-huh.
The words, the thoughts also included in that recorded kind of things that will be given to the people. So in the Holy Quran, yeah, it is referred to as the kitab or book, that in some ayat of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that read your book today.
Mm-hmm.
You suffice as your own, let's say, reckoner. And sometimes it is termed as sahifa, scroll,
mm-hmm.
That is also mentioned in some of the ayat of the Holy Quran. And then in the ayat of the Holy Quran, it is sometimes mentioned as raqib and atid.
Yes.
So these are the terms that are used, and we have certain riwayat and ayat that on the day of judgment, the scroll of our deeds will be given to us.
That's right.
But the question is that why is it given to us? Why is mm-hmm. that so?
Yes.
It is because of this that, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and fair. Since he is just, since he is fair, then, of course, the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be manifested in this world, in this material and physical world, because it does not have the capacity of the fulfillment of the divine justice.
Mm-hmm.
That is why this justice must be, let's say, performed and fulfilled in the hereafter life.
All right.
And that is why this scroll of deeds is a kind of manifestation of justice of God.
That's right. This record of actions or the scroll of deeds is really an interesting topic because so many people, of course, we can't say, how can I say, that's right, they deny it, Sheikh. They say that there would be no existence of such a thing in afterlife, because it is not possible in order for our actions to be recorded somewhere, okay?
Mm.
At least with these developments in the AI, nowadays we could see that every detail can be recorded, okay?
Yes,
every moment of our life can be recorded. So let's get into the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think the most data bank of the whole universe is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is possible that our deeds be recorded moment by moment.
Yes, of course. Whatever we do in this world, it will not go to the non-existence. It will not become ma'doom.
Uh-huh.
You know? Now the words that we utter here.
Yes.
The voices that we made here.
Yeah. It's being recorded
that,
right now.
Yeah, they exist in this world.
Okay.
They will not be removed. They will not be deleted, you know, because it is produced.
That's right.
Once it is produced, it would be there.
Mm-hmm.
So then for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's quite easy to show us whatever we did in this world. And also soul and the ruh and the nafs of human being itself is full of these experiences, these mm-hmm. memories.
And it's given to us in the afterlife, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be shown to us.
It is shown to us.
Yes.
Isn't there any possibility of showing Ariscalor of these in this world or something?
Yeah, of course.
Some of the details.
Yeah, it is in the way that on the Day of Judgment, according to Ayat and Riwayat, when a person, even it is not showing, you know, you watch a movie in which you play a role, for example, yeah?
All right.
But sometimes you yourself is the one who is performing the role.
All right.
Sometimes even we can say that this showing is like this way, that you live again, your life again. It's not like you see something, you experience something, you perform it, you act in that kind of realm. So that is why what we believe as Muslims on the Day of Judgment and the Scroll of Deeds, it's something that is absolutely true, and it is mentioned in the Ayat and the Holy Quran as well as in the sayings of the Prophet.
Ma'ad comes from the word Aoud. The word Aoud means to return, returning or going back. So Ma'ad is an infinitive meaning with a return or going back. Subject of Ma'ad penetrates all aspects of the Quran. It's everywhere in the Quran you find Allah talking about us originating from Him and going back to Him. Allah says in the Holy Quran, to Him will be the return of all. Allah's promise is true. Indeed, He originates the creation, then He will bring it back, that He may reward those who have faith and do righteous deeds with justice. As for the faithless, they shall have boiling water for drink and a painful punishment because of what they used to defy.
In the Holy Quran, the Scroll of Deeds or the books of the records, we can say is used in different ways. Sometimes the word Zubar is used, the word Ta'ir is used, the word Imam al-Mubin is used, okay? So most of the Mufassirin and the exegetes of the Holy Quran refer to these words as, we can say, the Scroll of our actions. And is it true that two angels for every human being are employed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to record the bad and the good deeds, Shaykh? Is it so?
There are some ayat in the Holy Quran which are interpreted in this way. For example, Kiram al-Katibin.
Yes.
Katib means the one who wrote, yeah?
Yeah, a scribe.
So, yeah, right. this kind of angels who wrote this, they are recording the matters that we do. And also in some other ayat and riwayat, it is mentioned that even the body parts testify on that day.
Wow.
Against the people.
Uh-huh.
And this is the fact that even in some riwayats mentioned that, for example, the place where you committed sin, that place would testify against you, and the body part would testify against you, and the in some of the riwayat says that the A'immat Ahlul Bayt, the prophets, the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all, or sometimes shuhada, they are also shahid on you. Mm-hmm. They would be like
a kind of
witness
to the amal, that's right.
Yeah, like you.
That's right. Are there any mention of the names of those angels in the Holy Quran? For example, some people would say that Raqib and Atid or something
Yeah,
like
these
that.
Are interpreted as those angels or Kiram and Katibin also.
That's right.
They're referred
and,
to.
Are there different types of scroll of deeds or actions, Shaykh? I mean, are there any kinds to them? For example, some of them for your compulsory actions, some of them for your helping the poor or something like that?
Yeah, whatever you do is recorded. To what system or to what mechanism they are recorded. Of course, you will have good deeds, you will have bad deeds. Then finally, if your good deeds are more than bad deeds, so you would be hopeful. But if your wrong deeds and bad deeds are more than, for example, your good deeds, then of course your scroll of deeds would be given to your left hand. And if you're good, it would be given to your right hand.
This was my next question.
Yeah.
That the good deeds are going to be given, I mean, the scroll of the good actions to your right hand?
Yes, yes.
And left hand, okay.
Yes, of course.
And they made a joke that if a person is a left hand in life, what should they do? I mean, who shall they give their right? That's right, the good scroll of deeds. That's it. In Surah Al-Isra, in the Holy Quran, we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the people themselves to read out their own deeds.
Yeah, yes, of course.
And their own record of deeds, Shaykh.
Yeah. Even some of the scholars are of the view that on the Day of Judgment, the person himself will be the judge.
Uh-huh.
Because when everything is shown to him, finally he, with his own consciousness, he will decide to go either to Jannah or Jahannam by himself, because he completely confirm and confess that, for example, all these things that I did is true,
mm-hmm.
then now I deserve to either to go to Jannah, Jahannam,
right.
or Jannah.
Some of them are given their records of these from the back of their head, okay?
Yeah, yeah, they are
so
also mentioned, yes.
That's right, it's also mentioned according to Surah Al-Haqqah. And they say that they wish that they will be vanished and disappear.
Yes.
And not
yeah,
listening
course.
To their own deeds, never ever. So they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what if that we do not see the record of our deeds now, okay?
Mm.
And for sure, human beings are forgetful. This is a kind of reminder for the human beings. My last question, Shaykh, for this world. How much do you recommend the people, brothers and sisters in faith, in order to have a record of their deeds every day, at the end of the day?
That is absolutely true and very much emphasized uh-huh. in
you
the
You mean we
ayat
write down and jot down our own deeds?
At least every day everyone should evaluate and should assess whatever they did. Because the Day of Judgment is too late. In that day we have in the ayat of the Holy Quran about the believers says that, they say themselves that, oh, I wish I had prepared for my life. And about the disbelievers, it is mentioned, and the sinners, it says that they will, on that day they would tell themselves that, wow to us, what is this record? It leaves out nothing small or great, but counts it all. So this mm-hmm. day is too late for everybody. That's why before that day, it says that mutu qabla an tamutu.
That's right.
You have to prepare yourself for mouth, for death, before you die. What does it mean? It means that every day try to be very much cautious, be very much careful about whatever you do, whatever you perform, whatever you act. This is the fact that we recommend everybody
That's
to
right.
be very much careful about.
All right. Thank you much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of record of our actions or deeds. It was very kind of you, Sheikh.
Very good. Thank you very much.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن